Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Joining me right now, though, let's talk masks and René van Wyk, lecturer of environmental health at the University of Johannesburg. Good morning, how are you?
Good morning, Kathy. I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. So, do masks impose an environmental problem?
Yes, indeed. Actually, in South Africa and in many developing countries, we're struggling a lot with plastic recycling that ending up in the environment. And since the onset of the pandemic, obviously, we've been having an increase in the manufacturing of plastic for, in terms of people were doing more online shopping, takeaway foods, the increase of use of masks, gloves, visors, and screens. And that certainly meant a boom in the plastic production in general. Where plastic is a problem in the environment because it does not biodegrade. And if it goes out in the environment, it causes many problems and it can be endangering our fauna and our flora. So our biodiversity is directly affected if we have a lot of plastic in the environment.
I actually saw that there's a greater problem with N95 masks because of the amount of, all the different fabrics and materials that they use in the construction of the N95. One of them being, I think it's recycled silicone, isn't it?
Well, it's a complex combination of materials, and even not only is different chemicals being used, different raw products being used that we're not able to recycle to an extent. And the more we produce of it, the more plastic goes into the environment. But for N95, it's quite different compared to the surgical masks, which is being used by the majority of our public because it's more convenient. You don't have to wash like you would use when you use a face cloth mask. But N95, there is research ongoing at the moment. I know UCT as well as Stellenbosch University have different research groups who are currently looking at the reuse, the treatment of the masks for reuse. And obviously N95 is mostly used in healthcare settings where there's direct contact with infected patients.
Yeah. So how do you and I recycle our masks? I mean, I've just been throwing mine away, but now I'm realizing that I shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, no, that's correct. Masks, so obviously prevention is better than cure. That is what we preach as environmental health fraternity. When we started out with the pandemic, the NICD, the National Institute of Communicable Diseases, the National Department of Health, they were teaching us use, a face cloth mask as a general public, and that N95 and surgical masks should only be used by healthcare workers within a healthcare setting,
right.
Working with direct patients, etc. So,
sorry, René, we need to get to news headlines. So if I can ask you just how is that we can, how we can recycle our masks, whether cloth or N95, how do we do that?
Actually, it's very difficult as individuals, laypersons, to do that.
Okay, so we'd have to give them, what do we do with them?
Sorry?
What should we do with them?
We should dispose them off responsibly. We should prevent it from going into the environment. So first, the first choice is to wear disposable face mask, to only wear disposable face masks when you have to. Make sure the face masks end up in the dustbin and nowhere else. Safely pick up if you can.
Yeah.
Dispose of see any of those littered in your environment, and best of all, create awareness of these environmental issues related to masks. We can all make a difference. While it is hoped that face masks will soon be a thing of the past, action is needed now to reduce the harmful impact that this additional litter is having on our environment.
Okay, so basically throwing away in the dustbin is absolutely fine. That's Renee van Wyk, a lecturer of environmental health at the University of Johannesburg.